Bedtime Bites presents Rockabye Moon. Rockabye C. Eve was a little girl with eyes like starlight and hair as dark as the night sky. Every evening, she would sit by her window, watching the moon rise over the shimmering sea. On this particular night, as the first stars began to twinkle, Eve noticed something peculiar. The moon, usually so still and serene, seemed to be swaying gently back and forth. Eve rubbed her eyes, certain she must be dreaming. But no, the moon was indeed rocking, as if cradled by an invisible giant. "Rockabye moon, up in the sky," Eve sang softly, remembering a lullaby her mother often hummed. To her amazement, the moon began to glow brighter, casting a silvery path across the waves. Feeling a strange tingle in her toes, Eve found herself floating out of her bedroom window. She drifted down the moonbeam, her nightgown billowing around her like a cloud. As she neared the water, she saw that the sea, too, was gently rocking. "Rockabye sea, so deep and wide," Eve continued to sing, her voice carried by the warm night breeze. As her bare feet touched the cool water, Eve realized she could walk on its surface. Each step sent ripples of stardust spreading across the waves. Curious fish with scales like rainbows swam up to greet her, their fins leaving trails of glowing bubbles. A pod of dreamy-eyed dolphins emerged from the depths, inviting Eve to ride on their backs. As they glided through the water, Eve noticed all the sea creatures were swaying in time with the rocking moon and waves. "Rockabye creatures of night, so still, atop the waves and under the hill," Eve sang, her voice growing more confident. The dolphins brought her to a coral reef, where colorful seahorses were dancing a slow, graceful waltz. Nearby, a family of turtles dozed on a bed of seaweed, their shells gleaming like polished jewels in the moonlight. Eve continued her journey, walking across the rolling waves until she reached a small island. There, she found a group of sleepy sand crabs performing a lullaby with their claws. "Click, clack, click, clack," they sang in perfect harmony. "Rockabye island of singing sand, where lullabies echo across the land," Eve added to her growing song. As she explored the island, Eve discovered a hidden cove where mermaids were brushing their long, flowing hair with combs made of mother-of-pearl. They smiled at Eve and beckoned her closer, teaching her a magical song that could call the stars down from the sky. Together, Eve and the mermaids sang, their voices blending into a melody so beautiful that the stars themselves began to dance. They swirled and twirled, leaving trails of stardust that formed new constellations in the night sky. "Rockabye stars, with your twinkling light, guide all dreamers through the night," Eve sang, her heart full of wonder. As the night grew late, Eve felt a gentle tug, as if it was time to return home. She bid farewell to her new friends and found herself drifting back along the moonbeam. The sea creatures, the island crabs, and the mermaids all waved goodbye, their eyes heavy with sleep. Eve floated through her bedroom window, landing softly on her bed. As she snuggled under her covers, she could still hear the faint echoes of her lullaby carried on the breeze. "Rockabye moon, rockabye sea, rock all the dreamers and rockabye me." With a contented sigh, Eve closed her eyes, the gentle rocking of the moon and sea lulling her into a peaceful sleep. And as she drifted off, she knew that whenever she looked out at the night sky or listened to the waves, she would remember her magical journey and the lullaby that brought the whole world to rest.